Why would Mom have to hook?
You know, feed your ass.
Oh. So Uncle Frank supposedly shot somebody in Maryland?
No. God, you know what? Has anybody ever told you how stupid you are? Have they?
No, not really.
They haven't at all?
Uh-uh.
Oh. That's a shame.
Why is that?
Dude, you are less than 122 miles from me. You know how long that takes to drive 122 miles?
Do you honestly believe that I'm actually calling you from a fucking number in Indiana?
Oh, I know, dude.
Yeah, you idiot. You have to drive all the way across Ohio.
Ah, really? I'm still packing STDs, is she?
Is she still packing STDs?
No.
Why would you say that?
Yes, dude. You bore me.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Maybe you should get a job if you're bored.
Yeah, get a job if you're bored. Maybe you can make something of yourself.
Get a job, dude. I make more money in my fucking 1 hour than you'd ever make in your lifetime.
You want to bet on that?
Oh, I know, dude.
You want to bet on that?
Don't have to. I already know.
You want to bet on that?
I already know, dude.
I hope you got free long distance, because you called me fuckboy.
Oh, trust me, fuckboy. I don't have to worry about it.
Why is that?
A few people like you kept playing with my phone, see? Now I get free fucking service with fucking finding out who calls, where to call, everything. It's all tabulated, motherfucker. I'd kill it.
It's all tabulated?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
See, Jeremy kept pushing around with the fucking local police department around here, and they did me such a big favor, man. They hooked me up with this fucking deal with the phone company.
Do they know you smoke rock?
Oh, of course they do, Brad. Fuck, smoke rock. How stupid are you, man? You're so misinformed on everything, man. You're like a fucking 2-year-old kid sucking on a fucking daddy's dick, man.
I sold you and Uncle Frank some rock.
Yeah, I bet you did. You wish you knew.
He's probably getting fucked by some big nigger in jail right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Old Uncle Frank.
Dude, you're so lame.
Well, I know.
You know, eventually, I'm just going to take the time to ask.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Why would you do that?
Just so your girlfriend can see it.
Well, that's not nice.
You ain't saying nothing, dude.
How's your daughter? I'll bet she's uglier than ever now she's growed up. She's got that ugly bird nose like Charlotte.
Yeah, dude, you wouldn't even know what Charlotte looks like.
She looks like my ass before I wipe it.
Oh, that's so originally funny.
Which do you prefer, Charmin, Ultra Soft, or that other cheap? You probably buy a cheap toilet paper.
That's your mother's tongue.
You buy that cheap shit from the dollar store?
Gee, that is so funny. Put the fucking hooker on.
Cheap assholes like you. It's for cheap assholes like you.
Where's the girl at, man? She has more sense than you.
She's right here. What would you like to say to her?
Well, I have a lot to say to her.
Yeah, she's got a lot to say to you, fuck boy. Little queer boy.
So what exactly does Chris do for a living?
Yeah, what exactly do you do for a living? Besides jack off all day to porn on the internet.
I pimp your old lady.
It's hard to pimper when you're in another state.
No, it's not, dickhead.
Hey, pimping ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it. So, where's my money for this week, you fucking whore? No, I pimp your ass.
Yeah, I bet you do. You couldn't pimp a fucking cockroach.
You couldn't pimp your daughter, that ugly bitch.
You couldn't pimp a cockroach, dude.
You are a cockroach.
Oh, that is so big.
So where's Charlotte exactly? Is she down at the local clinic getting those STDs taken care of, or what?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Does that got anything, like, intelligent in that brain?
Well, I haven't heard anything intelligent come out of your mouth so far.
You're sounding like a fucking 2-year-old on a fucking rag. Do you get that?
A 2-year-old on a fucking rag. No,
yeah, don't you get this?
I don't think 2-year-olds have a period, a menstrual cycle. Or you don't know anything about that, do you?
Oh, I would know. See, your daddy raped you all the time. So yeah, I'm 2-year-old on a rag. Dude, come on, man.
You're still wet behind the ears, you fuckboy.
Dude, does your girlfriend fucking get impressed by your fucking lame ass fucking...
Yes, she does. It turns her on.
And she's stupid.
Makes her wet. Really?
Yeah, she's got to be 4 or 5.
Nah, she's like 18. I like them young.
Yeah. That you do.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Lowe. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's it like living life as a faggot? Transsexual.
You should know, shouldn't you?
How is life as a transsexual?
You should know, shouldn't you?
You still living over on 4 Cedar Street?
Come find out.
That little fucking shack you live in. I could bulldoze that fucking thing with my Buick.
Dude, you couldn't even afford what I live in.
I seen your dump, motherfucker.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Fucking shit shack.
Yeah, but it is.
Her trailer's better than that.
Yeah, but it is.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been gay?
See, you gotta come up with something.
Like what? I mean, you don't get mad anymore. You don't holler, you don't yell, you don't curse, you don't pull your hair out. Well, you already pulled it all out, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
You still shave your ass?
Yep.
You nasty fucker. I bet Uncle Frank likes that. You ever went and visit him in jail? You give him any commissary or anything?
Sweet daddy.
Bastards like who don't have fathers.
You gotta be really intelligent.
I hope you got free long distance, fucker.
Dude, I told you, the phone company hooked me up because of you fucks, man. I don't pay a bill no more. None of that. I find out anything I want about anybody that dials this fucking number, dude.
Really? What do you find out about me?
Oh, it's too easy to find out about you.
What's that?
It's such a total joke.
Oh. Well, I don't sound that funny. You're not laughing.
Nobody laughs at fucking kindergarten shit, dude.
Listen, pimp daddy, let me tell you something.
You couldn't even begin to tell a fucking piss ain't anything.
You're listening, motherfucker. You're listening.
Am I?
Go get that slut, Charlotte.
I'm doing the one talking, correcting your vocabulary.
Get that slut, Charlotte, and put it on the phone. Next time you beat her, hit that bitch on top of the head. That way there's no marks when the cops come.
Yeah, that'd probably work, huh?
Kick that bitch in the cunt.
Like your cunt?
Does she bleed when you kick her?
Do you when I kick you?
No.
I'm sure you do.
Talk about something more intelligent. Let's talk about all them queers that you date and all that stuff.
Oh, that's so intelligent.
So I hear you like to frequent the local fag bar in your town.
I hear that that's where you go.
You still go to that bar where, what was
the
that?
One you hang out in?
What was that bitch's name? I had her kick your ass at the bar that night. You remember her? She had those dudes kick your ass?
Sorry, son, never had that happen to me yet.
She had you jumped outside the bar, you pussy. You just trying to play like you don't know. You went to the hospital that night and got your ass
kicked. Yeah,
beat.
I bet I did.
Them good old boys fucked you.
And you were still in there sucking away under the tables, right?
Sucking away on a big fat one, you sick fuck.
You were sucking on a fat one when I went to the hospital. Okay.
You're such a queer.
Dude, if I'm such a queer, what do you weigh? I think you got your thing's a little bit turned around. You're calling me, so you must like my voice.
Actually, you called me. Let's get this straight. You called me.
I bet your girlfriend
was
over there sucking your dog as you're jacking off with a pair of tweezers. Is that what you're doing? You like the voice, don't you? See, you like the voice, don't you? Yeah, you did. Your daddy taught you well, didn't he?
You sound like one of those internet child molesters. You pick up little boys on the internet and shit.
You do.
You pretend to be your daughter online, and then you go and pick them up, and it turns out to be a little boy, and then your crazy ass comes out with a knife and, like molest them and stuff.
Yeah, why do you do things like that?
You are one of them sick fucks, huh? You should be on Dateline or NBC or something.
God, didn't you ever get in trouble for doing that stuff?
No.
You wrong from right and say, like, you can't go sucking all the fucking neighborhood boys and all that.
Is that what you tell your daughter when she comes home with a warts on her lip and you wonder what dick she's been sucking?
No.
Where's that little slut at? Go in there and snatch her up by the hair and put her on the fucking phone. Tell that bitch I want to talk to her.
Yeah. Jeez, dude. She's not tutoring elementary today.
Get your finger out of your ass. You're over there breathing hard, you sick fuck. You can do that when I get off the phone.
Yeah, sure do. Fucking you up your ass every fucking minute of this conversation. You don't even know it.
Charlotte must be pimping on the corner, huh? You got that whore out there on the street? Hoe until the heels fall off?
She's making sure your mommy's doing what she's supposed to. See how fast that stupid to even understand what I told you.
See how fast you threw something over my head and I'm too stupid to see? Oh yeah, how you're fucking me in the asshole this whole conversation? You think I'm fucking stupid? I thought that went right over my head, huh?
See, you had to redo it and fail so you would understand that.
Oh. How many times I gotta tell you?
I'm
not
in
Indiana. I'm not in
Indiana.
I'm not in Indiana. Do you understand that?
Who cares?
You fucking
boy. You bring that shit back from fucking Maryland.
Maryland. Ooh, that's still way far away, Buddy Rowe.
Oh, way far away, Buddy Rowe.
You fucking nigger.
Could be a nigger. Could be. Who knows? Dude, you're sitting here talking to a guy. You faggot ass little fuck. Don't you really like into a guy? Do you like my balls or what?
I like your unintelligence.
Unintelligence? Dude, you haven't even went to fucking school long enough to know what that fucking word means.
I know that you collect welfare and that you haven't had a job in about 4 fucking years.
Dude, do you know all that? You know that, gee, you're a faggot pumping shit out your ass.
4 Cedar Street, Masontown, Pennsylvania.
4 Cedar Street, Masontown, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for the address.
Did your mommy help you with that? Abby Cedar was just so dick fuck. Thanks for the address. Fuck, think of you. My mommy wrote me for that. It's a fun one, dude. You drive me up. I don't know that actual humans were so stupid and had no intelligence, man. If there was people like you out there that had just that no ability, can't comprehend things, thoughts, shame.
You're just rambling on like you usually do, and it doesn't mean, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's not making sense.
No, it's really not. It just sounds like you're
rambling
on. There's a lack
of intelligence in your brain, dude.
Why?
Even though I'm telling you that you're talking to a guy, you go and you know what you really are? You're somebody's fucking ass-kicking big time. Well, you couldn't even get any bigger than you for a fucking faggot with a fucking follower nigger, man.
I'm white, actually.
You were Jeremy and whatchamacallit's little puppet for so long, man.
Really?
Yeah. into, like, the fucking
Apple
sites lately and all that shit. And how many times have you heard that, let's say, what's McCullough got his teeth kicked out? Probably none, because you know why? He's not going to tell anybody that he had his ass beat. Neither is fucking poor Jeremy. Jesus Christ, man, that fucking candy-ass faggot, man. I sat and watched him fucking call for his mommy like 50 fucking times, man. It's sad and pathetic, man. To know that a grown man sits there and fucking cries and then...
Was he bleeding or anything?
I don't know.
You didn't help him?
Cops can.
Did you help him?
See, man, you're just like a wasted space nigger, man. Some of these little bitches are fucking, you know, that's all.
A waste of space nigger.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about where's Uncle Frank? I'd like to give him a call. Why don't you call him on three-way?
Yeah, why don't I call him on three-way?
You got three-way?
Dude, this phone fucking, it can do anything, man.
You're still paying for this call, so you better call
him. You think I'm paying for this call? Do you really believe that?
I know that.
Dude, I wouldn't waste a fucking penny on your fucking goddamn fucking hooker-ass ugly bitch sitting there laughing with no teeth. Not even a half a penny would I waste on your fucking lame ass.
I've had it with these stupid cock asses.
So, the thing about me wasting anything is breath. Breath on a fucking four-year-old that doesn't have a vocabulary of a fucking...
Why would you think that?
Why would I think that?
Yeah.
Because of how stupid you are, man.
Why is that? 2 + 2 = 4.
You have no fucking intelligence, man. None. None whatsoever.
Look, if you put that stem down and stop hitting that rock, you might...
Yes, if I put the stem down, why should I? I can afford it.
You can afford to smoke rock all day, so you...
I can afford to smoke fucking rock for the next fucking 10 fucking years, dude.
Oh, you must have made a lot of money from being a superstar on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Lying to women. Misleading women.
All that did, dude, was got more people coming to me asking me for fucking boot codes, programs, all that shit, man.
Boot codes and programs? Like, you don't even know what a boot code is, you fucking fag.
Yeah, that's why you only talk on a phone and you avoid a computer. Just like Jeremy did, just like Brad did.
Why don't you fly my
You're
computer?
Only a phone call pussy, dude. That's it. Just a phone call pussy.
You
couldn't even have the fucking intelligence to know the fuck. Your daddy didn't even fucking... He couldn't sell enough cans or suck enough cocks to put a computer in the fucking house for you, dude.
Is that why I got three in front of me?
Your girlfriend's fucking phone because you're fucking too stupid to get a janitorial job. Why don't you go out and try the street cleaner shit like Jeremy?
How about I pimp Charlotte
in
the corner like you?
Pimp? You don't even know how to pimp. What's the first thing you do when you pimp?
You make sure that she don't smoke dope. You put her ass out there and make her work till her
ass
falls off.
Oh, dude, you're wrong, man. You gotta have that bitch fucking smoking fucking rock every fucking minute, man.
Like you?
She's gotta be fucking high when she sucks that cock.
Did
you know that fucking hooker fucking dude ain't doing dope? Look over your girlfriend there. No.
Looking at her.
That's how you can tell. See, she's got the look in her eye.
She looks far from that, brother.
Yeah, I bet.
That look in her eye, that look you get when you see the dope.
This fucking planet, fucking dickhead like you, talk to a guy on the phone, she must be one fucking retarded trailer park cum dumpster, man.
That was pretty good.
Because, dude, I'm telling you right now, the girls that I hang out with, why did I talk like you? Fucking hey, man. They wouldn't even associate with me.
I know, because you're a stinky, nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why I got so much, right?
So much. That's why you live in a fucking shack on Center Street.
A shack. Ooh, it's a shack.
You couldn't afford to pay the bill last month, fuckboy.
A $250,000 home shack, boy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Paid
100 years ago.
Paid for.
100 years ago.
Sure. So see, there's a difference between me and you. I'm an owner of that kind of person.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Sounds like you're smoking dick. Why don't you put that stem down? I keep telling you to put that shit down.
Yeah. Smoking dick. You see what comes out your mouth?
That's all you smoke.
Faggot shit. Faggot shit, huh? No manly shit. You know, like the man, I'll kick your fucking teeth out, I'll beat your fucking ass, that kind of shit. No,
does that make you feel tough to talk like that? Does that make you feel real tough?
Jeez, man, I don't know what to fucking say, man. I don't know if I could take you out to fucking dinner, man.
Uncle Frank rapes you and all that stuff.
Yeah, Uncle Frank rapes you. Hey, there's more baggy stuff. Has anything intelligent came out your mouth that isn't gay? Can you do that?
No.
I don't think so. You're such a gay guy. Can't imagine what my dick looks like.
That little warty fucking thing about to fall off.
Yeah.
I'm holding it on with some thread.
I got the wood here. Let me let you listen to it.
Let's hear it.
Dude.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
What happened, man? You went silent. I bet you touched yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, didn't you?
Yeah, thinking about your girl and Charlotte. Oh, yeah.
Fucking cock. It's not a good cheekbone fucking up on you?
Nah. It's the cheap service.
Yeah, good one, man.
It's the cheap service.
Yeah. I'm going to ask her how fucking that drip's going. You know, that pussy drip she's got.
She has a couple of math questions for you.
Does she? She's too fucking stupid, man.
Well, she wants you to help her with her homework.
I figured she was still in school the way you are.
Well, yeah, I am too.
Didn't I call it right? A fucking preschool fucking raper, man.
Listen. I just made it to the 8th grade.
Fuck, dude, you'll never make it to the 8th grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Roll up a samba dopa.
Dude. You know, can you fucking take a fart or a crap or something?
Sure, why not?
I bet you do. come on, put the fucking hooker on, man. God damn it, let me hear that fucking skanky bitch. I
you can touch yourself, you sick fuck. I don't
put
think
her
so.
On. Shut up. Let me help her out with fucking...
What's 25 divided by 5?
7 balls in her lips.
I knew you didn't know, you dumb fuck.
7 balls in her lip, man. I told you it.
100 minus 23.
Ooh, 100 minus 23. Jeez, what would that be?
You gotta think. You tell me
the... Put the calculator down, you dumb fuck.
Don't got a calculator.
You can't afford it?
No, can't afford it.
Mr. $250,000... fucking shack on 4 Cedar Street, Masontown, Pennsylvania. I don't think the whole town of Mason, Pennsylvania, Masontown,
how would you know?
$250,000.
You haven't even been off Skid Row long enough to fucking see what a place looks like.
Oh, Skid Row. Ooh. Favorite band.
So how many cans is that for a prepaid phone call, man?
How many cans did I sell for a prepaid phone call?
Yeah.
If this was prepaid, you wouldn't have been able to call it back, Buddy Roe. Try cellular.
Oh, cellular.
Yeah.
Get on cellular.
Welcome to Curtis Wireless. We are currently unable to process your call. That cheap bastard has no more money. Thank you and have a nice day.
Oh, that was so original.
What are you getting the stitches removed out of your ass from Uncle Frank raping you like an elephant?
Oh, here you go, no faggots.
That fat good old boy behind you making you sweat.
Faggot boy behind me. Faggot shit. You got to be gay. I bet that's not your birthday. in